जरूरी है ये पूछना चाहते हैं।
सब समझ जरूरी तो है, मैं कौन हूँ? भगवान कौन है? उनके साथ हमारा संबंध क्या? अब किस लिए मैं दीक्षा बाहुरी नाम लेंगे, क्या जरूरत है?
Srila Maharaj started speaking that these new devotees, if they feel like they want to get connection, they want to get Harinam, then the very first thing they have to understand very clearly that why they want to take Harinam. What is the reason? They are having proper understanding that who they are, what is their relationship with Bhagavan, and what they want to develop, what is the goal of their life. All these things are not clear, and if just somebody takes Harinam, that in itself is not enough. So then Maharaj is saying that it is better first they can hear Harikatha. They should hear more and more, come to a proper understanding that for what reason they have to take Harikatha. Otherwise it's not like only external thing that okay, I have to get some connection, some guru, and that's it. It is not like that.
हमें 11 साल कुछ जन को पता सुनेंगे गीत का हरिनाम नहीं है।
I came in Maharaj is speaking about himself that I came in contact with the devotees of Gaudiya Math. The time when I came in contact, after that it took 11 years to me to come to understanding that okay, I have to take Harinam and Diksha for my welfare, for my well-being. So he is saying that I heard Harikatha again and again and again for 11 years, and then and only then decided that yes, this is what I really want.
And this is Gopadev, he's my godbrother. Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj's disciple, so he's an old devotee, but he's new to first now meeting Maharaj for the first time.
ये जो भक्त हैं ये ऐसे पुराने भक्त हैं, श्रीमद् भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी महाराज जी के आश्रित हैं, और आपसे मगर पहली बार ही उनकी भेंट हो रही है, इसीलिए आप वो श्यामानंद जी उनको आपसे इंट्रोड्यूस करा रहे हैं, इसीलिए आपसे इंट्रोड्यूस कराते हैं।
वो तो ठीक है, हम लोगों का इंट्रोड्यूस का जरूरत नहीं है, जरूरत है कि उनका इधर आने के लिए कितना इच्छा।
श्री महाराज इज मेंशनिंग दैट how much, like I said that we are introducing you, so he's saying that introduction among devotees is not really required. Why? Because in this material world these things are required, but when somebody is sincerely following, then they are always introduced with each other anyway. So the main thing is that how much a person wants to go forward on this path. If that sincerity is there, they are going with that, then we are already having introduction with each other.
Hello, আমাদের কাজটা হলো যে তাদেরকে হেল্প করা, যারা এই পথে যেতে চায় আমরা তাদের হেল্প করব।
Maharaj is saying that whoever really wants to follow the path of pure bhakti, our only duty is to help them, not to anybody else.
এই জন্য তাদের যে সংশয়গুলি থাকে সেগুলিকে ছেদন করবার জন্য সাধু সঙ্গ।
Why one has to come in contact with sadhus? Why they have to associate with sadhus? Because there are so many doubts which comes in one's mind while walking on this path. So sadhu sangha is required that all the doubt should be cleared. That's why one should associate with the sadhus.
তখন সেটা হবে পাকা, তখন আত্মাকে কেউ হটাতে পারবে না।
Then and only then one will become determined to follow this path very strictly, even if so many obstacles may come or so many people who may try to take them to another path, but they will not go. And once they will be determined completely and all their doubts gone because of associating with the sadhus.
এগুলি কেটে যাবে, তখন থেকে কেউ হাঁটাতে পারবে না যত আসুক।
We are having so many knots in our hearts, previous samskaras from so many past lifetimes as well as past in this lifetime. So Maharaj is mentioning that once those knots are cut down in the association of sadhus, then there is nobody who can stop them or bring any obstacle on their path. Maharaj is mentioning that why I took 11 years, because I had so many knots in my heart and it took long time. Because of associating with sadhus, one by one they cut all those knots, and then and only then I felt that yes, this is the place for me.
Param Guruji bolten, mail train pichona chhadlo age pouchhe to serokom jara bicharin jara protishtito hobe tara age jabe.
So Srila Maharaj is mentioning that Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he used to say that there are two different kind of trains are there. One is called like a mail train and another is called super fast train. So Srila Maharaj is mentioning that who are pratishtit in Siddhanta, means who really understand this path, and by the association of sadhus they have full conviction, firm conviction, and their knots are being cut down. Their speed on this path is like super fast train. And those who come in contact with sadhus but they don't really associate with them, don't want to take their real association, then they are also walking on the path but very slowly, like mail trains. These new devotees are having any inquiry, anything people want to ask?
Can I tell something?
Yeah, I just feel so lost and so unqualified and fallen, and I don't really know what bhakti is, but I'm desperate for learning how to love God, living to develop my bhakti with Krishna, and I just really want to know how to do that, and if anyone could help or any advice.
बोलता है कि मैं इस भक्ति राज्य में बिल्कुल नया हूँ, मुझे कुछ भी नहीं पता है, किंतु इतना पता है कि इस संसार में मेरे लिए कुछ भी अच्छा नहीं है, मैं सब चीज़ों में परेशान हूँ, इसीलिए मैं भगवान के साथ में कैसे अच्छे से जुड़ूँ, इसके लिए अगर आपकी कोई एडवाइस हो तो आप मुझे बताओ।
कोई तो एडवाइस है, কলিকতা শুননা, সাধু সঙ্গ করনা, সাধু সেবা করনা।
The main advice Maharaj is saying that if you really want to meet with great auspiciousness, then always hear Harikatha from the sadhus. Always try to be in their company and serve them as much as possible through words, through body, in any way. You can serve them.
Through that through that service? Is that how we attain a relationship with Guru?
बोलते सेवा के माध्यम से ही गुरु और वैष्णवों के साथ में हमारा संबंध होता है
कैसे कोई जानवर को भी आप सेवा करो तो उसे संबंध होता कि नहीं
The Maharaj is mentioning that if we serve even animals, can say like dog or any other animal, then what happens? Our relationship gets strong.
Automatically.
If you serve, you give your energy, then what happens? You develop some relationship with that particular animal.
এখন এখানের মধ্যে তিন মাইলের মধ্যে কোথাও স্থান নাই আমাদের মোটে দোতলায় দুটা ঘর সেইখানে যে আশ্রয় নিতে গেল এখন যে মোটের লোক আছে একজন মাস্টার তিনি তাকে নেড়ে দাঁড়িয়ে দেবেন আর সেই যাচ্ছে না এখন আমি গেলাম দেখতে কি ব্যাপারটা বললাম এই যে থাকতে দাও তখন সে শ্লোক শোনাল দুষ্টা ভাগ্য সদং মিত্র বিত্তস্তরদায়ক সশক্তি সুগৃহ মাস মৃত্যুরে মৌন সংসার আমি বললাম এই যে হলো রাজনৈতিক বাদ আর একটা আছে ধর্মনীতির কথা একটা সাপ একটা চুহাকে খাবার জন্য তার পিছনে যাচ্ছে যেতে যেতে সে পেটরার মধ্যে ঢুকে গেল সাপটাও ঢুকলো আর পেটরার ঢাকনটা পড়ে গেল এখন দুটাই মরবে সেখানে তখন সে চুহাটাকে খেলো না এটা বিশ্বনাথ চক্রবর্তী উদ্ধার করেছেন টিকায় এখন খেলো না কেন না এটা ওই পেটরাটা কেটে বাইরে গেলে আমিও বাইরে যাব তাকেই করল না এই জন্য এটাকে থাকতে দাও তখন বললো তাহলে আপনি ওই যে দুটা ঘর আছে যে ঘরে সাপটা যে জানালা শিখেতে আশ্রয় নিল এরকম ঘরে আপনি ওখানে থাকুন বলে আমি থাকবো আর কুকুরটাকেও রাখা হলো এখন তিন চার দিন পরে চলে গেল ফ্ল্যাটটা চলে যাচ্ছে সাতটা জঙ্গলের মধ্যে চলে গেল আর যে কুকুরটা সেখান থেকে কোথার থেকে এসেছে জানতে পারছেন না বন্ধ নেই একদিনও আমি তাকে খাবার দিই মঠের লোক দিত তারপরে এখন এক সাল পরে আমি গেছি মায়াপুর মঠে পৌঁছেছি রাত্রি দেড়টায় এখন কেন না ওইখানে স্থায়ী কবে এরকম হুঁশিয়ার লোক নাই যাও এটা আমি হায়দ্রাবাদ থেকে কলকাতায় পৌঁছার সঙ্গে সঙ্গে গুরু মহারাজ বললেন এরা যেতে সাহসী নাই তুমি যাও তো আমি চলে গেলাম ব্যাগটা নিয়ে মশারি একটা সতরান একটা কাপড় একটা গামছা এক্সট্রা যখন ওখানে গেলাম রেলওয়ে স্টাই আস্তে আস্তে কমতে গিয়ে নবদ্বীপে পৌঁছালো রিক্সা করে গেলাম আমি ওখানে রিক্সাওয়ালা বললো আমি জিজ্ঞেস করলাম তুমি এই পাওয়া যাবে কি বলে ওই রঙটা বললো পাওয়া যাবে তাহলে দেবানন্দ মোটে মোটে থাকবে আচ্ছা হলো না গেলাম তখন আমি গেলাম আবার পুলিশ স্টেশন যে আমার থাকার ব্যবস্থা করো আর আমি রান্না করে খাবো রান্নার বাসন দিতে হবে আমাকে এখন থানাদার দেখবো কী করা যায় পুলিশ পাঠালো ওকে পার করবে তারপরে যে আমি যখন গেলাম সেই কুকুরটা আমাকে ঢুকতে দিবে না পারলে না বাউন্ডারি আছে না কিছু আছে তারপরে ভাবু ভাবু করছে কিন্তু तब बोला मालूम दे काटे काटो तो दूटा इंजेक्शन लगे तो लगे जाओ जो बोले ऐसे इकने बंद नहीं लो हाथ किचु बोल लेना वो जे निजे जगह चला तो से क्यों बोल लेना तब सेवा को भी थके थकते दिए से तो इधर तो बुझे सब मंदोटा ना बुझे ना সাপটা কি বললো আর দেখিনি কিন্তু এটা তো দেখলাম এটা তিনবার আমাকে ই করেছে সাহায্য করে
ঠিক আছে সো শ্রীল মহারাজ ইজ মেনশনিং দ্যাট ওয়ান্স ইন শ্রীধাম মায়াপুর দ্য বার্থ প্লেস অফ শ্রী চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু ওভার দেয়ার শ্রীল মহারাজ ওয়াজ স্টেইং অ্যাট দ্যাট টাইম টেম্পল ওয়াজ আন্ডার কনস্ট্রাকশন So there were only one or two rooms, ground floor and first floor. At that time flood came and then even though there was no building around, so in the flood somehow one dog and one snake, they came in that building where Maharaj was staying.
The building was
So in the flood they were like floating and then finally when they found that place, immediately they took shelter over there and then Maharaj was there and one or two other devotees were also there so one of them because snake came and he just took shelter in the window he wrapped his body around the window and then dog was also taking shelter there and then another person who was with Maharaj he wanted to chase them away Then Maharaj said that don't do that because we don't know from where they are floating, how long they floated and now they have taken shelter here. Better let them be here. But he narrated one verse from Niti Shastra which mentions that living entities like snakes or a dog. Shatham Mitram Dushta Bharja means if someone's wife is unchaste, then it is not good to keep her with you. If Shatham Bharja, Shatham
Mitra,
Mitra. If your friend is like Shat means duplicious, then it is not good to have friendship with him. So in this way he narrated one verse. And the meaning of that was that we should keep them away from here. Then Srila Maharaj mentioned that whatever you are saying is correct according to Niti Shastra, but then there is Dharma Shastra, which is considered superior than that. And in the Dharma Shastra, so what is been mentioned that at the time of emergency, it is not good that even if a person who may harm you, It seems like So Dharma Shastra says that even though a person does not matter what his status may be, but at the time of emergencies, if he wants to take shelter, then it is better that one should give shelter. Srila Maharaj quoted one verse today, other time he quotes one another verse also from which came from the mouth of Lord Ramchandra. He was being asked by different people when Vibhishan, the brother of Ravana, he came and wanted to take shelter at the lotus feet of Lord Ram. At that time, his commander-in-chief, so many like Hanuman and others, They requested Lord Ram that it is not good to give him shelter. Why? Because he is coming from the camp of enemies. So he can, even though now he is saying that he wants to take shelter, maybe he is pretending. He may give harm afterward. So it is not good to give him shelter. But at that time Lord Ram, he said that whatever you people are suggesting, Even though all the words are true, whatever you people are saying, but I have taken one vow And what is that? Whoever comes and takes shelter at me, whoever wants to take shelter, I am also bound to give shelter to that person. That's my vow. Does not matter, that person may harm me or do whatsoever, that's up to him. But my vow is to give shelter to that person. So, Maharaj, remember this verse, that does not matter whatever they will do, but we are saying in the case of emergency, they have taken shelter, so it is better that we should give them shelter. And then another thing Srila Maharaj mentioned, that I mentioned to this devotee at that time, that Vishnu Chaturvedi Thakur, in one of his commentary, he has mentioned that once it happened so, that a mouse and a snake, they were being caught in one basket, and the cover was there. And even though snake, if he finds a mouse, he eats immediately. But when they were in that basket, he did not eat him. Why? With this intention that, oh, mouse, definitely he will try to go out. And what he will do with his teeth, he will cut this basket. And then he will go out immediately, I will also follow. So in the same way, even a snake understands that in the case of emergency, even though enemy is not considered enemy. So in this case also, because this master, he was going to beat the dog, but dog was, even though he was afraid, but he bowed down his head. That, okay, you can beat me, do whatever, but I don't want to go. So then Maharaj mentioned, in reality he wants to take shelter. So better give shelter. So then this person, this devotee, he told, okay, if you really want to give shelter, then wherever they are, you should stay in that room. So I will stay in another room. So Maharaj said, don't worry, it's okay. So Maharaj just stayed there, and snake didn't do anything. And dog also stayed there. After 4 or 5 days, when the water gone, then snake, he just left that place and gone wherever. But dog stayed in the mud itself. And Maharaj mentioned that for a long time he was staying there. He never gone out anywhere else afterward also. And he used to take prasadam only, whatever devotees gave. And he used to follow the order also, that okay, in this area you are not allowed this, you cannot do. On the days of Ekadashi also, he was taking only the Ekadashi food only, the remnants which was given by devotees. But other things he was not taking. So in this way, Srila Maharaj mentioned that this dog, afterward what happened, that one time I was very late. One day I came from Kolkata to Mayapur. Hyderabad, Kolkata, so Mayapur. So somehow he came very late. It was almost like 1:30, 2 o'clock in the dead of night. And this dog, he was unable to recognize him at the first time. And he was barking that he was not allowing him to come into the property area, property. But afterward, Maharaj was not so afraid that, okay, let him bark, do whatever, but I have to go inside. So once he came very close to Maharaj and he smelled his body and immediately went back. Did not start barking, did not say anything. So Maharaj is saying that even though I never gave him food, I never did anything for him, but what I did, once I gave him shelter only. And the dogs also understand that yes, this person gave me shelter, and they also feel indebted. So they are having this sense also. So if we serve somebody, some devotees, if we serve a person whose consciousness is very pure, is it that they will not recognize? They also recognize us. This is the basis of relationship, that if you serve somebody, if you help them, then what happens? Relationship automatically gets them. A dog who is considered an animal, not so much intelligent, consciousness is also not so much developed. If he reacts like this, if somebody helps him, so what to speak of a devotee? If you serve that person, then is it possible that he cannot think about you? He cannot think about your well-being. It is not possible. Then somebody solves a devotee. If a person is a real devotee, then even if somebody solves him a little, then also he thinks about that person's well-being. And it is not possible that taking service and not giving anything, it is never possible. They give. And what they give is uncomparable to our giving. Whatever we give them may be very small, but what they give is very, very big. But we cannot even understand or compare.
How can we serve you?
How can we serve you?
In cooking, worldly, and financially.
Through your words, through your body, through your finances. Whatever is possible, in whatever way you can serve it. Through your words means whatever you hear, repeat it to others. Maharaj is saying that if we speak in detail, then it is like in Srimad Bhagavatam, it is mentioned about Ambarish Maharaj, that how he used to serve the Lord and his devotees with their hands, with his hands, with his eyes, with his ears, with each and every limb of his body, with his mind, everything. With his feet also he did seva, service. How? By performing
parikrama.
With eyes you can see the form of deities, devotees. With your hands you can serve them in so many different ways. With your nose you can take fragrance of tulasi and chandan, the things which are offered to the Lord, garland.
What is the proper way to observe Ekadashi Vrata? Because so many devotees eat in Ekadashi, Ekadashi Prasad. What is the proper way, best way?
बोलते हैं कि ऐसे तो उसको सब कुछ पता है एकादशी कैसे पालन करना चाहिए, किंतु सबसे अच्छा तरीका क्या है एकादशी पालन करने का?
हरि नाम कीर्तन
की हरि वासरे हरि कीर्तन विधान ऑन द डे ऑफ एकादशी द रूल विच इज बीन सेट बाय श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु दैट वन शुड परफॉर्म हरिनाम संकीर्तन एज मच एज पॉसिबल.
If what happened was, before was, Swami ke was, Lord Ji ke rahna, Bhagavan ka naam aur Bhagavan ko bhi na, ke jab na Bhagavan ka naam jitke na ho, to Bhagavan ka sanni ke ra.
Because the word has been used, Ekadashi Upvas, Up and Vas. Up means very close, and Vas means residing. One has to reside very close to those who are dear to the Lord and to the Lord Himself. So, because Lord and His name is not different, if you perform Naam Sankirtan, that means you are residing very close to Him. then and only then it is considered that your fasting is complete. Otherwise, only not eating certain things and eating certain things does not consider real upvas. Real upvas is staying very close to the Lord and His devotees. And through Naam Sankirtan, it is very easily possible because Lord and His name is not different. That's why the full benefit of observing Ekadashi can be attained through Harinam Sankirtan. Can you pass this first one? Other ones also? Yes. Yes.
Black, black.
Black, black.